AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Investigators are looking into the death of a Rice University student and one other person at Jones College in Houston on the first day back of fall semester. KHOU-TV's Len Cannon has more.
Police at Rice University reportedly investigating a potential homicide at one of the university's colleges. That's according to an alert that went out to students and staff.
They're being asked to shelter in place till we know more, but investigators confirmed there were no signs of forced entry. The Harris and Trump campaigns are now butting heads over the next debate.
The vice president continues to prepare for the next big event on the campaign calendar, the September 10th debate.
We're thinking about it.
As Trump suggested, he might skip it over disagreements with the host network.
I said, why am I doing it? Let's do it with another network. I want to do it.
Harris's campaign is pushing for both candidates' microphones to be unmuted throughout. Unlike the previous debate with President Biden, Trump said he was open to it.
That's CBS's Robert Costa reporting. The debate next month on ABC. Special counsel Jack Smith wants to revive Trump's classified documents case now after Judge Eileen Cannon got it thrown out last month in Florida. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Cannon had found that Smith's appointment by the attorney general was not supported by the appointments clause, and in fact that there was not a basis for doing this. But I understand why Smith and the Justice Department are appealing, because in fact there have been cases for years that allowed this type of appointment of a special counsel.
Gaza has recorded its first polio case in 25 years, and UNICEF is now scrambling to vaccinate Palestinian children in the middle of a war zone. BBC reporter Sebastian Usher.
It wants to deliver the vaccinations to more than 600,000 children who could be at risk. But then in order to do so, they need to have centres that they will create where people can come. But how can they get there with the fighting still raging?
In Italy, the captain of a superyacht is now being investigated for negligence and possible manslaughter. Seven people were killed when that ship went down last week. Get those Cheddar Bay biscuits while you can.
Red Lobster's endless shrimp.
Red Lobster plans to close 23 more restaurants in the coming days as the bankrupt seafood chain prepares to be acquired. That is on top of more than 100 of them shutting down earlier this summer. Red Lobster filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in May after years of weak growth amid mounting competition.
That's CBS's Mab Piper. And SpaceX just delayed that all-civilian Polaris Dawn launch in Florida over a helium leak. It was supposed to happen tomorrow morning, but won't happen now for at least 24 hours. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More campaign stops here in Wisconsin this week as the two presidential campaigns eye to get the Badger State on their side. Former President Donald Trump is coming to La Crosse on Thursday. He'll be hosting a town hall. And just announced on Monday, vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is coming to De Pere. He'll deliver a speech at a business. Vance in particular has been here a lot recently, even joking last week that he basically lives in Wisconsin now. The last visit from the Harris-Walz campaign was in Milwaukee on Tuesday. No word yet on their next visit. And some fast food workers in southern Wisconsin will soon be out of work. KFC is closing more than two dozen locations across the Midwest. This specific group of restaurants is owned by a franchisee called FYM. Five Wisconsin locations have shut their doors. They're in Beloit, Janesville, Reedsburg, Stoughton, and Watertown. That leaves 81 people without jobs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get ready for the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return from their West Coast trip to host the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The crew losing to the A's 4-3 on Sunday. Starting pitcher Frankie Montas giving up all four runs in the fourth inning, Pat Murphy.
The credit goes to the A's. You know, he was had the same stuff. He just threw balls in the middle of the plate and they hit it.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers installing the game plan for their first game Friday night when they host Western Michigan. The NFL deadline to reduce rosters from 90 to 53. 3 is 3 o'clock tomorrow. On defense, linebacker Aaron Mosby had a forced fumble and an interception against the Ravens Saturday and now waits for that phone call.
Decompress, try to go find you something to do, keep your mind off of that day. You don't want to think about it too much, you know, just because you don't want to get yourself down and things like that. But on the other side, you want to think about it just because if you do make the team, it's go time. Then, you know, we got Brazil coming up next Thursday.
That's Packers linebacker Aaron Mosby. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A heat advisory continues through this evening with an excessive heat warning for tomorrow. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight, lows in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, heat index to the triple digits. Some storms in the late afternoon and night. Currently, it's 85.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow joins us. We have Greg Wansnyder from Carroll University and a very special announcement from Dan Schaefer. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff hit me cut again, man.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Cudigy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm at the Fair and Really Hot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, it's really hot out here. It's really hot out here. But also, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega, on all of those things. This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Well, as hot as it is, me and my Hinu Jaleesa are out here. A lot of people still coming by and buying things. We're at the West End Market here at the Minnesota State Fair. The great get-together, if you want to look up, there's a big windmill kind of about 25 yards from us, but if you head in that direction, you'll be able to find us. Come on, stop by. I know a lot of people have, and I just want to say I'm really appreciative, Haley, of all the people that have come by and listened to our show.
I know I was, kind of stalking your Facebook a bit there to see who you were going to post a selfie with, and of course they're with, you know, all of our cool friends and relatives, and yeah, just, you know, a boatload of people coming through the West End Market. So be sure to stop by Native Roots Trading Post.
I kind of wish I was on a boat, like be able to jump in the water. It's 95 out here, and I think the humidity is really high, and it's pretty hot here.
Well, the Indigenous Peoples Day at the Minnesota State Fair was yesterday on Sunday. I know you were there for that. Pretty good turnout.
Yeah, really good turnout. And again, the Lieutenant Governor was there speaking at the end. A lot of good singers. And it's funny, too. Sean Sherman was the spearhead of this, and he talked about how 3 years ago, it was in a little corner tucked away here at the Minnesota State Fair. Now it's getting a lot of traction. It's wide in the wide open. It's right by the grandstands, booths, so many people. Haley, you would have known yesterday that support Native Roots Radio would also really support our community.
Yes, a lot of community members out there, as well as great resources such as NAC, Native American Community Clinic, was out there, as well as our friends from NACD, Native American Community Development Institute. And yeah, Sean Sherman, he is the sous chef, and his restaurant is Owami in Minneapolis there.
Yeah, Haley, you don't know how many years it took me to be able to pronounce Owami, but you can imagine, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure other people do.
Oh, thank you. Hey, another important thing about today, it's Women's Equity Day. It's been 104 years since women were granted, and I like that word, granted, the right to vote. Really, it's like their God-given right, and they snapped out of it after many hundreds of years of not letting women and people without land and on and on and on, all these different setbacks for the colonizers to control people. But congratulations, of course. It's called Women's Equity Day. That's really interesting.
Equality.
Oh, that's
just
what I
reading
meant.
It wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I wasn't memorizing that. No. Yes, reading it wrong. But hey, I'm delirious out here. And
yeah, understandable.
He knew Jaleesa can vouch for that. I had to go in the car and turn on the air conditioning for a little bit.
I don't blame you.
One of the other things too, I liked what you put up on our notes, is today's National Dog Day.
Yeah, I know. Really cool things going on today. National Dog Day. It's Women's Equality Day. Res dogs included. So yeah. We love all dogs. We do not discriminate.
Oh, no, we don't. They run in packs. I've seen many res dogs in my day. And, you know, I've had dogs in the past that, of course, are family, but you could say they were res dogs because they had that little attitude, you know, that couldn't tell them what to do. And they were like, hey.
Strong fighters.
Yeah. So there's other things going on in Minneapolis, too. I know the American Indian OIC is co-hosting a job fair. Do you know much about that? That's coming up on Wednesday?
Yeah, this Wednesday. So American Indian OIC is co-hosting this with Minneapolis American Indian Center. That'll be this Wednesday, the 28th, at the Minneapolis American Indian Center gym from 10 to 1 p.m. And they're going to be connecting the community with local employers. I think it's a really great resource. If you're looking for a job or know anyone looking for a job, send them over to the Minneapolis American Indian Center off of Franklin Avenue there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and again, I want to say that it's Women's Equality Day, 104 years since women. You can edit that in, right?
We'll read it again real quick.
Yeah.
We're not live or anything.
Oh, no, or anything. But hey, there's another thing that you put up on our notes to discuss here. And Finding Nemo, which was a beautiful movie. And that film can be watched on Disney Plus with another language now, another native language.
Yeah, this was really exciting. So I actually found this out on a TikTok, you know, one of our favorite platforms, Dega, watching a TikTok. And it was, you know, this Navajo woman in her living room, and her daughter was on the couch, probably 6 or 7 years old. And she was watching Nemo, and it was, you know, the opening scene. And the first word that came out that the little girl heard was in Navajo language. And she ran up to her mom all excited, and she's like, did Nemo just talk in Navajo? And it was really cool. But I did not know that you could watch Finding Nemo on Disney Plus in Navajo language. I know we had, you know, our good friend, Thomas Draskovic on, Mr. D, who was in the Marvel's film Avengers, the Lakota language overdub.
Right.
And that was so cool.
That is really cool. I want to read this because I see every once in a while people holding fans that say never walls.
Oh, at the fair.
As in Governor Walz. And I want to read this to you real quick. Hey, have you heard about the Never Walz group? They bought a booth space at the Minnesota State Fair to hand out anti-wall stuff. What they failed to do is buy the domain. So someone else did. Go to neverwalz.com. I spelled it out because otherwise it would give a preview of the and ruin the surprise. So when you click on it, it goes right to neverwalls.com. And let me click on it. And first thing it says is Trump is a convicted felon. Let's vote for adults. Try being joyful instead of a hole. And then it goes Walls. And then it goes right to their donation page.
Perfect. Donate.
So. Yeah, they're not covering their bases, but it's nice that they got a booth out here, I guess.
Hey, trying, but not good enough.
Right. Well, it was funny too. A couple of years ago, when they were running for re-election for governor and lieutenant governor, they had a sign going through the whole fair, and it was saying something like, "I don't know, Never Walls, maybe. I don't know." But they had a plane driving through it, and I remember talking to people and going, "Is that all they got? This is going to be a good election if they just have a plane going over the fair."
They just like being mean. Like,
yeah. And they really do enjoy that. So it's funny how that backfired now. So that's funny. So I'd like to put that out there. I shared that. Hey, we got Dr. Stately up the rest of the show. We're going to make him work hard because he's going to be in air conditioning. He's not out here this year, so I'll have to give him a hard time about that. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake at the Fair, and Haley's at our studio. And the rest of the boys, are at AM 950. So, hey, we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Ho-wah.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex. Recording sexual acts without permission. Hurting someone because of their sexual orientation. Raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Governor Walz. Thank you for listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we have our friend, Dr. Stately, President and Executive Director of Native American Community Clinic here. Welcome, Dr. Stately. I'm at the fair. Please pray for me.
I was gonna say, yeah, you look like a bush Indian there with that thing on your head.
Hey, I got doing good. The memes are flying, and we're watching the memes here. And I have to share this with you. It was breaking news about Kid Rock. Did you see that meme?
No.
You know, Kid Rock opened up the Republican convention and had like 100 people watching them instead of 15,000. Mm-hmm. And it says, breaking news, Kid Rock announced earlier today that he has decided to remove his entire music catalog from the 8-track bin at Goodwill thrift stores. So power to you, Kid Rock.
Well, good for him.
Yes, remove those for sure. Man. So how are you doing, and how is our community doing with this heat?
Oh my gosh, I think like people are a little bit over overwhelmed by the heat. I think it's, you know, like, what is the index right now? Like, the, I think this morning when I came to work, it was like 81% or something like that. It's like, I mean, not the heat index, the
humidity,
the dew point. It was like
81, dew point,
which is like, you know, but the 90 degrees temperature with an 81 degree dew point, that just sounds like, you know, boiling crawfish. Is that's what that sounds like?
Isn't it funny how us Minnesotans are really good at giving weather reports? I just thought, everybody, Wendy loves doing it. It's just like, let's break this down.
It's like always changing.
And most people in other states don't know what we're talking about because they have good weather, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know either. But, you know, like, I think over just the last week or so, wouldn't it be untruthful to say, like, the weather report, the weathermen or the weather people, rather, have not been very good at, like, actually nailing the accuracy of the weather report?
I would agree with you 100%. We were here at the first day of the fair, and for 3 hours it was pouring, and we had all the doors closed, and it wasn't supposed to rain. So
I remember saying, like, yeah, the other day I was like, I took my dogs out for a walk like I always do at this particular hour, and I was like, yes. They're like, oh, zero. I look at my weather app. It says 0% chance of rain, and I get a block away, and it's raining on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's up with this? It's anyway, global warming at its finest. So
yeah, and I agree. And I thought they were pretty accurate recently until just the last couple months, because we were at Shakopee too, and the same thing.
Oh yeah,
it was like okay, it's supposed to sprinkle at noon, and then by, you know, 10 in the morning, it was pouring, and we had to. Well, I was crying. Let's just put it that way.
That's sad.
Yeah, it was. But we made through it. Jaleesa and I made through it.
Nice. I do like your do-rag that you got on your head, though. That's pretty cool.
Very sacred.
It is. Like, you know, you gotta, like, adjust the camera so we can actually get the full effect of it. So, yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm rejoining AIM right after this.
You're like, yeah, you're going to renew your membership. Is that an MMIWR headband? It looks like one.
No, it's one I found jogging a couple weeks ago, and then I washed her up.
Like, randomly, you saw it on the side of the road and you picked it up?
Yeah, right next to an eagle feather, and I didn't have any tobacco, so I took the bandana.
Oh.
And left the eagle feather.
Really?
No.
For some random white person to grab it? I went to, like, yeah. Supposed to do your due diligence and keep those things at the hand of indigenous people.
You got to drop tobacco down in a good way, though.
Like, always do the tobacco thing later. Like, you know, there's a you live in modern society now, you know. Like,
okay.
I just keep it in my car, in my door, in a baggie. That's so cool. I have it whenever. Yeah.
Well, kinda you should have
Chundis on you all the time. So
I usually wear it, and I don't know why I don't have it with me right now. I must have took it off, but. There's other reasons why I wear it, but that's a different show for a different audience.
That's true. Yeah. Is that a cool rag you're putting over your neck there, like a wet and cool rag?
Well, I just watched a Peter Lawford movie, and I thought I would wear kind of a turtleneck, but that's a bad reference for people that are under 60.
What are those things called that they used to wear around?
Dickies.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a cool rag.
Yeah,
definitely. You know, it's not working. Really, it's not working.
You have to put it in cold water every once in a while, and then wring it out, and then put it back on. Like, you know, you can't just leave it there saturating up your sweat all day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did. I have ice cubes here to dip it in, but they are no longer ice cubes. They are water, and there's things growing in there now, I think.
Were you at the fair yesterday for Indigenous Peoples Day?
Of course I was.
Nice.
Yeah. And it wasn't as hot. I got to say, it was very nice, and it's always good. It's Indigenous Peoples Day every day here for us.
Yeah.
Being probably the only native, true native booth out here in the fair.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Burn.
That's quite
whoa.
The yeah.
Well, we're right next to it. Do you remember Dr. Stately came out a couple of years ago and did the show? We're
yeah.
right next to a native inspired booth. So that really means native uh-huh. stolen.
Yeah.
Native design stolen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that the guy that had the little yeah, I think it's that.
It was just behind us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
but
that.
But right across from the Democratic booth, too, there's a booth called Oofda, and they sell fry bread and fry bread tacos. And when I saw that a couple days ago, I did say Oofda.
Yeah. Was there a fry bread, like, weigh you down kind of a fry bread? Like they?
It was flattened, but it wasn't.
It wasn't your grandma's fluffy,
no.
yummy fry bread. It was
well,
like...
It's funny, okay. at Shakopee, some Ho-Chunks from the Dells came up, and they had a Ho-Chunk fry bread, and I'm telling you, it's the best fry bread I ever tasted.
Really?
Yeah, truly.
I missed that that booth at Shakopee.
Were you at Shakopee?
Yeah.
Did I see you?
I don't know. I didn't see you. You could have seen me and not said a hello, but I didn't see you.
Wow. Well, we were there, and we were in our booth.
I was there on Saturday night, I think it was. Yeah, Saturday night.
Well, because my
It was the day that Adam Beach was there, and everybody was all in a tither because Adam Beach was there.
Yeah. Well, we hung out a little bit.
Yeah. I didn't know it was him. He looks a little bit different than he did in the movie. just a little different.
Yeah.
and I was like, I walked into Ben Leadham's tent, Three Feathers, because I was like, I had to scold him because I had emailed him or texted him on Facebook.
Yeah, he sold all his blankets, right?
He did. All his blankets he sold were gone. All of his blankets.
Well, yeah. It was funny when I saw Adam. I just said, "Thomas, your dad ain't coming back," and. I'm sure he's never heard that one before, right?
No. Yeah.
I think the line is like, hey, Victor, why'd your dad leave?
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
What I wanted to say to him when Ben told me it was Adam Beach, I was like, oh, but there was a big long line of people there.
And yeah.
I didn't want to be like that kind of elder, like just interrupt everybody, you know?
Yeah, you know I do.
Yeah, I know. You
pulled that elder card out.
Shamelessly. You're shameless.
I'm going to get a little thing to wear. It says elder. Oh, yeah.
give me some at choice moments, like
elder hat.
At the feast.
I go, well, you know, I know I look like I'm 39, but I am really, truly an elder.
Yes, that's, I double dog dare you to do that.
I won't do it in Dakota land, let's put it that way.
Oh my lord. Yeah.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and we're talking some good thoughts here today on Native Roots Radio, and I want to kind of talk about the heat in the next segment. And I know there's some cooling places in the Twin Cities, and we'll be able to talk a little bit about how important that is to check on our relatives and our elders.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the excessive heat is really dangerous. It's dangerous for young babies because they have little tiny breathing pathways, right? And one of the things we do when we are exposed to long-term heat, we like overheat and it's difficult to breathe, right? So we want to be thoughtful about that. And then old people like you also have a very difficult time with the heat, and so they're, you know, want to make sure we're taking care of our old ones.
Well, hey, I've been talking a little delirious today, so that might be catching up to me.
I think that's an awesome thing for you.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump's pushing for the same rules in his next presidential debate next month against Vice President Harris.
This was not part of the Biden team initial negotiations. The Trump campaign is saying, look, we agree to the CNN debate rules.
That's CBS's Finn Gomez. The Harris campaign doesn't want ABC to mute mics. Special counsel Jack Smith's trying to get Trump's classified documents case reinstated now after it was dismissed last month. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Jack Smith is saying it's not just about this case. It's about every other case. It's about the power of attorney generals to appoint special counsels. Don't upend our entire understanding.
And relief workers are scrambling to vaccinate children in Gaza now against polio. Reporter Linda Gradstein.
UNICEF is asking for two separate ceasefires to allow these children to be inoculated without fear that they could be attacked or, you know, that something could happen while they were doing these inoculations.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's time to send kids back to school, and that means ensuring they're vaccinated to keep them and their classmates safe. Here's Melissa Kay.
The new guidelines for school vaccinations go into effect for the 2024-25 school year. These updates aim to provide better protection against serious diseases. Dr. Natalie Weeks is a family medicine physician.
Back in the day when we didn't have vaccines for these illnesses, unfortunately, children did pass away from these diseases, and we are very lucky that we have these vaccines.
Dr. Weeks encourages you to talk with your child's primary care provider.
And money from the National Park Service will help some historic sites here in Wisconsin. Grants will help maintain places like Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. This summer has been all drama at the box office, at least when it comes to returns. After a slow start back in May, things really picked up when Bad Boys Ride or Die hit the big screen, and things escalated from there with Inside Out 2 becoming the highest grossing animated film ever, and Deadpool and Wolverine becoming the highest grossing R-rated movie ever. A huge summer for Disney Studios, especially since Deadpool and Wolverine is not dead. After finishing in second place last week, thanks to the release of Alien Romulus after 2 weeks at the top, Deadpool and Wolverine regained the number one spot at the box office this past weekend after pulling in $18 million. Alien Romulus came in second place with just over $16 million. It Ends With Us, the surprise Blake Lively Channing Tatum hit, came in third place with $12 million. Tatum had two films in the top five this week, as Blink Twice came in fourth place with just over $7 million. Faith-based film The Forge finished out the top five with just over $6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A heat advisory continues through this evening with an excessive heat warning for tomorrow. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, lows in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, heat index to the triple digits. Some storms in the late afternoon and night. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
I thought I had to quit opioids all on my own, but my doctor set me straight. They told me opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, just like heart disease or diabetes, that you don't manage with willpower alone. So now I take medications that work to curb the cravings and, when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I've learned that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Find out how medications can help you too at doseofrealitywi.gov.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle the scent of her privates.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
Dropping by on the next Nightlight is the owner of the Firehouse Comedy Club in Door County, Asher Brooks, and director, producer, musician, and founder of the fabulous website Wisconsinology, Frank Anderson.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Concrete Masonry. Check out their work at nativeconcretemasonry.com and give Chuck a call at 612-597-0421.
Tate, we're live at the fair here, or at least I am, and we're here with Dr. Stately and Haley Cherry.
Harry.
I think we're seeing the signs of excessive heat.
Yeah, we got some heat.
I was just reading the symptoms, and one of the symptoms says, what does it say? It says, one of the is dizziness, headache, fainting, nausea, dizziness, confusion, and unconsciousness. And it sounds like he has maybe that one. Dizziness.
One of them.
Confusion.
Just one? Yeah. I know, Haley, you're not Harry.
Harry no, Cherry.
Just
Harry.
My head. Got some thick hair.
Right on. Some good native hair. Ooh, just yeah. Like my, you know.
That good native hair.
Yeah. Chunker. So that's Dr. Stately, that's a good to go over that too. And, because I know even yesterday there were some people that were passing out here at the fair, and it wasn't quite as hot as it is today. It's just like, you know, keep an eye on your relatives.
Yeah, for sure. So I think like important things to sort of know is that there's heat exhaustion, and the impact of heat on you can look very differently depending on sort of like where where you are with your exposure, but you know, they kind of clump them into like quote unquote heat related illnesses, I guess. Like the most, you know, severe one, of course, probably is what we considered heat stroke. So that's like high, extremely high body temperature. Like if you took your temperature with the thermometer orally, it would be 103 degrees or above. That's really reaching very extreme temperatures, and for your internal temperature, red and hot, dry skin, red, like, you know, like almost like sunburn type looking, you know, blotches on your face with no sweat, like not sweating at all. That is an indication that you're not letting off some of your body heat through sweat, which is our normal part of, of being able to do that. Rapid strong pulse, you're feeling your heartbeat, or if you happen to like, you know, maybe you're walking with your elder grandma or your grandpa and you happen to feel like their pulse on their wrist really strong, like beating really strong or rapidly, that's an indication that they might be experiencing heat stroke. And then, like I said, Robert's dizziness and confusion and unconsciousness is a strong symptom of a heat stroke. Pretty severe symptoms there. You could pass out and lose consciousness as a result of that. And then less serious but still concerning are things like muscle pain or spasms in your stomach, your arms, or your extremities, like heat, what they call heat cramps. And then heat exhaustion is an indication that you're having, like, you know, maybe you're heavy sweating, paleness, muscle cramps, tiredness, a feeling of weakness, dizziness and headache, and maybe even fainting or nausea and vomiting are some common symptoms. If you have any of those signs and symptoms, you want to go to a cooler location as quickly as possible, cool down, find some shade, which would be challenging, maybe possibly at the fair, but you know, there are some trees around and other places where, and there, I think they have cooling stations there, but cool down, remove excessive clothing. So, but this is not an opportunity for you, Robert, to streak. seek help and get a healthcare provider or some health intervention if those symptoms worsen or last longer than an hour, right? So
yeah. But, yeah, that's good information out there, because you just never know. Keep an eye on your relatives, what's going on.
Yeah, and I remember when I was a kid one time, I was walking home from the Indian Center to my house. My house is on like kind of like 31st and Minnehaha, a good mile, I think, away from where I was at, you know. It was really an excessive heating, hot day, and I was walking home and I was feeling like tired and like lethargic. And I remember seeing like little spots in front of my eyes, like, you know, like you do when you kind of are about to lose consciousness. And I actually did pass out, and somebody found me actually, and, you know, woke me up and gave me some cold water, you know, on top of me, and also to drink. But it was like, I mean, that happened to me when I was, I think, probably 14, 15 years old. So I think our common ideas sometimes are like, oh, just only these really, really young people, like babies, or really, really old people like Robert are prone to, you know, having this condition. But it's really can be a problem for just about anybody, a teenager, a young person, you know, somebody in their mid-40s.
Did you ever take salt pills back in the day? I remember when I marched parades as a young drum and bugle corps kid, we always took salt pills before parades.
No, never did that. But I did realize
maybe it was a placebo.
But like one of the, no, I mean, I think that's a thing too, is sort of help people to know that like when you sweat profusively, like in a hot day like this, and you're like expelling a lot of that heat through your sweat, you're also losing a lot of salt and potassium and other electrolytes from your body. So like just guzzling down gallons and gallons and gallons of water isn't always the best thing. And sometimes actually over drinking water is not actually a good thing as well. It can kind of create some imbalances with your electrolytes. So what you want to do, and just make you pee a whole lot more, but what you want to do is maybe, you know, I saw this actually when I was at a Sundance not too long ago. When they came out of the Sundance, they put lots of salt inside water, and they maybe put some lime in it or lemon in it as well to sort of kind of refresh some. So like make sure that you're replacing that salt and those electrolytes through some, maybe drinking Gatorade, IV liquid, any of those kinds of things that kind of replace those things that you lose through sweating, because that's actually what impacts your the functioning of your brain and your sensory motor skills and stuff.
Yeah, our friend Laurie said a friend was on the drum in Phoenix and had a heat stroke. He said once you become more prone to get it, once you've had it, talk a little bit about that. That's interesting.
I think it's just important that we all recognize, like, you know, this is a moment when it's a good reminder for us all to do things like remind each other to sort of look in on our relatives. If you have a relative that doesn't have air conditioning in their home, that maybe not has any other way of sort of kind of getting a reprieve from the heat, you should check in on them, because they are vulnerable. Our elders are vulnerable at this point in time, like checking in on them and calling them or stopping by their house and bringing them a bag of ice or other ways to sort of manage their heat. You could, you know, another way of doing that is like take a cold shower, which, you know, just cool off your skin temperature, which helps your body to sort of kind of bring down the effects of that heat. But if you happen to be outdoors in the middle of nowhere, just paying attention to your body and the signs and symptoms it's giving you, and then seeking help, like say something, like if you're not feeling well, say something to somebody so that they know how to help you.
Absolutely. Hey, I don't know if you saw this, but I was at the Democratic convention last week and really firing up and hanging out with the people.
That was, I saw that you were there, and I couldn't see you in the crowd. I was looking for you on, you know, my screen, but, you know.
Yeah. I was the one go, no, I don't want a sign. And then once it got going, give me a sign so I can hold up a sign.
Yeah. I was wondering why you weren't in that little booth that they had at the front where like all the other journalists were, and like the candidates or the people speaking would come down and like hug them and shake their hand or kiss them. And I was like, well, how come Robert's not there?
Well, I was there in other capacities. I couldn't melt them together that weekend. So I was, with my nation looking good.
Nation. Next time you can like go as a journalist and be in that little booth. That looked like a nice place to be, actually.
Well, I'll bring you along, because
how did you What was the feeling of being like in the convention? Like watching it from home, I was so excited. I mean, I think there were a couple of times, like I think I scared my kids because I jumped up off the chair and a couple of times and screamed really loud, and I was excited. I felt like literally really invigorated. Like I gave her $75 extra this month than I normally gave her. So.
Yeah, Wendy was doling out money too. And I just knowing the vibe was electric like Obama, and it was really just good medicine. People were excited. And that's good.
Yeah, it was really cool. I watched the night that Tim Walz gave his speech. Mm-hmm. Did a great job. Super excited about, like, I shouldn't say this. Of course I want the Democrats to win. Of course I really think like this is an opportunity. Like I think I told you this last week. I was driving with my kid, and my kid brings up the issue of the topic of Kamala Harris and her running for president. And like, he makes the comment, like, I think Trump's crazy. And I said, well, you know, and he's like, I wish I could vote this year. And I said, well, one more year, but don't forget, that's always a civic duty, right? And, but I said, well, who would you vote for? He goes, well, I'd vote for Kamala, of course. And I was like, and I wanted him to explain why. And so he kind of explained why. And he said, well, I think Trump's a bad person and kind of crazy. And she seems like a really nice lady. And, you know, she said some really important things. And I said, well, here's the thing is, like, I want you to realize, son, that you are living, you're living through history being made right now. Like the opportunity that we have to elect our first female Black and Asian president in the United States. I said, that's history making. I said, and if that happens, what's even really cooler is, like, Tim Walz will be the vice president, and that means in Minnesota we will have our first Native American female governor in the United States and in the history of Minnesota. That's amazing.
It is amazing. And we're with the amazing Dr. Stately and Haley Cherry.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going down the deep end. We'll
go
be right
water.
Back. This is go get some water.
You might better go get some water or have somebody give you something. A salt filler too.
Right on. We'll be right back with Haley Cherry and Dr. Stately. Ho wow at the fair.
It's back to school time, which means getting back to school ready. One important thing to add to your to-do list this year is making sure your child is up to date on their vaccinations. Getting vaccinated will help your family avoid missing out on school, activities, work, family events, and vacation. Keep your family healthy by talking with your healthcare provider or visiting our free vaccination clinics in Minneapolis. Visit the City of Minneapolis website and search for vaccine clinics. A message from the Minneapolis Health Department.
Bonjour, hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Back to school is just around the corner, and Seward Co-op is here to help get students of any age stocked up with affordable organic options, specialty snacks, and meals from the hot bar for nights when you don't want to cook. Whether you need coffee to get your school drop-off going or just need a place to study, Seward Co-op has you covered this school year. Learn more at seward.coop. That's seward.coop.
Oh.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh. You see, I did a older wolf with a lower voice there. Just wanted to point that out.
Nice.
So, hey, we're with Dr. Stately, and we're talking just about a lot of different things as we usually do. We'd love having Dr. Stately on. Again, a great story about your son talking about the upcoming election. I really truly believe that Gen Z will save us again in this election, and that the margin of victory is a lot bigger than people think. But I'm worried about the day after the election.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, all the civic unrest and all the craziness that people will do that are part of his MAGA base. Yeah, for sure. Me too.
Yeah. So all we can do is pray. And then if it's a landslide, we can definitely point to that, as opposed to, you know, Trump's been talking about the rigged election since 2015, even though he won the first one.
The 2016 one?
Yeah, but right.
He won it through the Electoral College, but he lost the popular vote by some significant margin, actually.
3 million. Three million.
Yeah. So
are you eating ice cubes during the show here?
Mm-hmm, I am, actually.
Does that keep you hydrated too, right?
Yeah. Actually, so one of the things I wanted to point out was, like, because your ad, I mean, your, what did we call it, an ad? It's an advertisement. And you're out, and you're incoming, you're between session advertisement talked about COVID-19 surging. And I think it's a good opportunity for us to remind people that COVID is actually significantly rising. In fact, actually, within the last, like the first 2 weeks of August, we've seen the highest peak in new COVID-19 positive rates that are on par with what was happening in January of 2022, I think, or 2021, if I'm not mistaken. So,
well, that's interesting. And I did think about that when I was at the convention too, that saw a few people with masks, but I mean, it was mayhem. And especially if you were on the floor, you were right next to everybody.
Yeah, so I just wonder, like, if that was a super spreader event. I mean, it would be interesting to see what happens. But I also think that, by and large, people kind of walk around on a daily basis, and I certainly have these moments where I kind of forget, like, we still the pandemic is still a thing, right? But I work in a clinic where I have seen quite a bit of staff over the last several weeks, you know, kind of in clumps or in clusters. They go on a trip, they come back, and then they have, like, they think they have allergies, or they think they have this, and they actually have COVID, and then their colleagues get it, and a few other things. I think it's just a really good reminder to tell people, like, remember, you know, two things. One is, you know, if you live with somebody or you are around someone who is very vulnerable to COVID and the effects of COVID because of their underlying disorders and those kinds of things, be thoughtful about that. Wear a mask. Err on the side of being cautious. But also, there's less than 10% or 14%, I think was the last metric I heard of Americans that both kids and adults that are up to date on their vaccines, right, for preventing serious illness from COVID. So this is the opportunity for us to remind people, like, if you haven't gotten vaccinated in a while, it would be a good idea for you to get vaccinated.
Dr. Stately, I think I was with the doctor a couple months ago, and they were waiting until, is there such a thing as a fall COVID vaccine?
There is a fall COVID vaccine that's supposed to be coming out soon. I think they expect that it's going to be a vaccine that will actually have
The flu?
It'll more closely address the latest mutations of COVID-19, like specifically the mutations called KP1, KP2, and KP3. Those three sort of mutations or those strands kind of accounted for most of the infections in the United States the first couple weeks of August, according to the CDC. And, you know, it's not particularly debilitating or dangerous, I think. It's not necessarily deadly, but it is very highly contagious and it spreads fairly easily and rapidly. You know, it makes people feel, I mean, it affects everybody differently, but then, you know, I had some people be like, well, I was sick a day and I came back to work the next day because I felt great. And then I have other people I know that were like, I just felt like, you know, like I was really ill for, like I had a bad summer flu for like 7 days straight, right? And I think one of the things is just remember that everybody experiences it differently, right? So your best source here is to prevent it by making wise choices.
Well, I was also wondering too, if it's still like when you get a vaccine, you're most likely not to have it as bad, just like in the past. Is that still true to this new vaccine that's coming around?
I haven't boned up on the most recent vaccines that are currently being developed. I do know that they're intended to sort of like be, you know, treat like all of the more comprehensive things that have been happening for the last several months and then address some of the newer variants. I think one of the things that I read about this most recent article was talking about is like what this is telling us and what it's showing us is that probably COVID-19 is going to be a fairly stealthy virus that rapidly mutates, and we're probably going to be living with it for a while. We're going to have to just recognize that there are some ways for us to take precautions to make sure that we're not passing it along to vulnerable members of our family or the people we love, right? And that we work with and socialize with. Like we can, like if we're feeling unwell, we can do something to prevent getting other people ill. And then reminding people to do things like test. In fact, you know, I think Uncle Joe reopened the free test kits for this next month. You can get
good one.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think testing is really important, especially as you're like, you know, it's Labor Day weekend coming up. People are going to be having parties. They're going to be socializing. And then right after that, they're going to have kids going back to school, which is like, there's no bigger petri dish of viral infection and infectious diseases than a school filled with kids who are just come from like hanging out with family members and,
that's crazy, and I'm glad you're talking about that and reminding a lot of us too that it's time to get vaccinated again when that new vaccine comes out. I'm all about that.
Yeah, and if you're planning on traveling, especially traveling transnationally or internationally, like I would really encourage you to make sure that you get that vaccination before you leave. I'm going to Ireland in April, and I plan to get like all my shots, two of them each dose.
Yeah, definitely. Because I mean, even in this past winter, a lot of people that we know that flew different places came back with mm-hmm. COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Well, hey, I want to thank you for being on as always, Dr. Stately, and Haley, thank you so much for producing the show as always. I just want to end with this thought. If you're still here, we're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Yes.
And free Leonard Peltier now.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers stops by for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. What's grinding his gears and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.